Hi everyone. Welcome back to Honestly Aria, my podcast that I apparently have now. Kinda crazy. Today I actually have a microphone, so I don't know if the sound quality is any better. Maybe it's exactly the same. Maybe it's worse. I don't know. It does make me feel very cool though. So that's enough for me. Anyways, something that I need to talk about before I even get into the meat and potatoes of what I even started recording this episode for is last night I saw the movie F1, and it was incredible. I mean, Brad Pitt was in it, so of course it was awesome. But, and Hans Zimmer did the music, so, everyone's probably like, well, duh, Aria, of course it was good because of those two factors alone. But, it was awesome. And I loved it. So, everyone should go see that movie if you haven't seen it yet. I don't even like race cars and stuff. I've never even been interested in that whatsoever, but I was sat. So, yes. Was it because of Brad Pitt? I don't know. Probably, most likely. I did see it with my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, so that was really fun. Anyways, that's literally the only update I have because that's probably the only exciting thing that is going on in my life right now. So, cool. I was at Target the other day. And I saw these precious girls shopping for college, and they looked so stressed, but also so excited. Kind of just like anxious, nervous, but also excited. Which, that is exactly how I felt. And I was just in, not in my feels, but I was just thinking back on when I was 18 years old and I was about to move out for college, and I was like, wow, I wish that I had I don't have any older siblings, obviously. I'm the oldest, if you couldn't tell. I feel like I give off oldest child energy. But anyways, I just wish I had kind of like a mentor almost who had been in college recently, who could kind of tell me just some advice and honestly tell me that it was gonna be okay. Because going to college was the biggest adjustment, and it is. It was an even bigger life adjustment than getting married was, which seems crazy. But it's just so many brand new things thrown at you at once. It's like this awkward stage of life where you're an adult, but you're not an adult. My dad always said I was a fake adult because I was still on his car insurance and phone plan. Which, shout out! Grateful for that. Because who knew car insurance was so expensive? Not me. Excuse me. I don't know how to edit that out, so I probably won't. Sorry, my throat's a little tickly today. So much mucus in my body. But, anyways. This little episode, I just kind of wanted to talk about what I wish I would have been told before I went to college and advice, yeah, that I would give myself that if I had the courage to stop those girls in Target and give them some advice, this is what I would have said. So it's like a love letter to little 18-year-old me. Should we just get started? I think so. I'll kind of break it into some themes. I have some notes that I wrote down, so hopefully I can keep this organized and easy to listen to and not too chaotic. I don't want to give anyone anxiety. My qualifications for this are none. I am going into my last year of college, my fifth year, so that's crazy. It's taking me a little bit longer than I thought it would for reasons that I won't say on this podcast because I don't want to be sued. Dot dot dot. Anyways, sorry, that was so cryptic. But yeah, we're just gonna move on anyways. So that's my only qualification. I mean, also, I did give campus tours for 4 years, and I feel like I really lived the college experience to the fullest. I say that in past tense because now I'm not, and I am just so content with not going to parties and doing crazy things. But my biggest advice, like number one, is to say yes to things. Like, you're going to meet so many random people who are gonna be like, hey, there's this thing going on tonight. You should totally come. Say yes. Go. Like, it's also totally okay to say no. If you are just not feeling it that night, that's okay. Or if you're like, I have a test in the morning, I need to study, like, say no. But also, don't be afraid to say yes. Go talk to people that you don't know. Like, put yourself out there. This is such a fun opportunity to be able to not like reinvent yourself, but just to be in a different, you're in a different environment, right? Like, you're not in your hometown anymore where everyone's known you since you were born, and every single person you say is like, oh my gosh, I totally like changed your diaper, and you're like, that's kind of weird, but okay. So like, not a lot of people know you, so you, it's just such a cool opportunity. So say yes to things. Do the thing. Go to the party. Meet hot guys. Kiss a few of them. I don't know. Like, anyways. My second one would be find your people. It's okay if you don't like make your best friends on the first day of school, or if your roommates aren't your best friends. Like, these relationships can take a lot of time. It's totally normal to feel lonely. Like, but just be open to developing new relationships. Like, sit next to someone new, say hi first, take your headphones out when you're walking around campus, but also, like, be okay with yourself. Learn how to enjoy your own company. I feel like that is something I grew to really value, was my personal, was like my alone time. And now I actually kind of need it. Like, it helps me to just kind of center myself, to, you know, have hobbies that I can do on my own. Anyways, like, so, but like, find your people. And it's okay if the first group of people that you meet aren't your people. Keep looking. You're going to find them. You're going to meet some of your best friends ever. And it honestly probably won't be the first group of people that you meet. Like, and it might change from year to year, but keep people close to you who make you feel the most you, the most comfortable, the most, I don't know, like, do you know what I mean? Just like people who make you feel, I don't want to say like a cringy Pinterest quote, like, stay close to people who feel like sunshine, but like, actually, that is what it is. So if you feel like you are constantly having to keep up socially, financially, in any way, that is not a great situation to be in. I'm just gonna say that right there. Anyways, next piece of advice is your grades are not your worth. Grades do not equal worth. GPA does not equal how much love other people feel for you. Your grades are obviously so important. Like, take it seriously because, it's college and this is going to impact your life. But if you get a B, that's so fine. You just, like, as long as you show up and you do your best and you're learning. That is what it's all about. College is so much more than just your transcript. It's about the people that you meet and the experiences you have, the things you learn, not only in class but outside of class. Like, I feel like most of the most impactful and important lessons I've learned in college didn't come from sitting in a lecture or doing an assignment or studying super hard. Like, they came from the experiences I've had. So, yes, grades are important and take it seriously. Don't, slack off, but also don't tie it to your self-worth because I've caught myself doing that and that's not a fun place to be because you will never be truly happy if that is what you are seeking. So, along with that, you don't have to have everything figured out. At least I felt this way. In high school, they were like, "What's your major gonna be? Like, where are you gonna go to college?" Like, it's kind of, I felt really bombarded with all of these huge decisions. And why do we trust 18-year-olds to make these big decisions? Because I had no idea what I was talking about. My frontal lobe, not even close to being halfway developed. So, you are not behind. You are not ahead. You can change your mind. You can change your mind more than once. And you are allowed to explore different majors, different friendships. Like, take the crazy elective classes. Like, this isn't going to just be like a straight line. And you're gonna see people who look like they have it all together, but they do not, I promise you. They are just as lost as you are. They are just trying to look like they have everything figured out. But change your major. Like, I started out in public relations my freshman year, took classes, and I was kind of like, this is not great. I just like wasn't loving it. I just didn't like. Anyways, I didn't like it. I'll just say that. So, I mean, I ended up taking a break and I went on my mission. And then I did like social media on my mission because it was during COVID. So I came back and I was like, oh, I really like social media, I think. So I changed my major to marketing. So I switched from the College of Humanities and Social Sciences to the business school. That was a big jump because the business school is not for the weak. I will just say that. So then my sophomore year, I was doing the marketing classes and they gave me so much stress. I was working a marketing job too. I was doing social media for just a company up in Logan. And like, my anxiety was at an all-time high. And so I was like, maybe this isn't for me. And so, like, I talked to my dad, and I kind of landed on that I wanted to do user experience design. And mind you, at this point, it's like my first day of my junior year. So you would think, like, oh, you're too far gone, Aria. No. Like, so I went in, first day of junior year, changed my major to information systems with an emphasis in web development. And then I loved it. Ever since then, I've been obsessed with it. And then, like, my first day of my fourth year of school, I added a minor in data analytics. Like, you don't have to have it figured out. There is no timeline. And a lot of times, people will put a timeline on you, not even on purpose. Like, people don't mean to stress me out when they're like, so when are you gonna have a child? And I'm like, bro, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to cook for myself. Like, anyways. So just do your own thing, find your own stride, and you're gonna be great. No one, I'm moving on to my next piece of advice. No one is watching you as closely as you think. If you, like, this will sound harsh. No one cares. But, like, in the best way possible. So many times I have been like, oh my goodness, like, I can't wear this because people are gonna think. No one cares. No one's even looking at my outfit. Like, don't be so self-absorbed that you think that people are thinking about you that much. Like, I remember the day I realized that, I was like, oh, like, everyone else is so, like, in their head and, like, wondering what people think about them that they don't care what I'm doing. So, just, like, don't let this, like, imaginary pressure to be, like, on your best behavior all the time. Like, don't let that stress you out because no one is remembering the awkward things you said. No one remembers if your socks didn't match your shirt. Everyone is so busy worrying about themselves. Like, just don't worry about it too much because that's taking up a lot of brain power that you could be using to do a lot of other awesome things. My next thing would be document, document, document. Like, take all the pictures, journal, like, save the note that someone wrote you, like, write down like the song that you listen to on your way to class, like what your dorm smells like just like the most random things, but also live in the moment. So like document it and then be present, if that makes sense. You don't want to be too caught up in like doing things for the picture or to have something cool to journal about that day. Like, just do whatever you're doing, but then document it because they will matter to you so much more than you think one day. I look back on my journals, and again, I'm literally 24 years old, so like I can't even imagine like what my mom thinks when she looks back on her pictures of college. Like, just document it because you won't regret it. And if anyone is like, oh my gosh, why are you always taking, they're gonna have nothing cool to show their kids, and you are. So just remember that. Okay, my last piece of advice for this little segment is to take care of yourself. I'm gonna say that again. Take care of yourself. Like, get enough sleep, eat a vegetable, go outside, do the things that you love, take breaks, ask people for help. It is so important to take care of yourself. If you are not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be successful. There are so many times when I've seen it happen to other people, it's happened to me, where I have just like run myself into the ground to the point where I'm like a shell of a human. I remember my sophomore year, I was just go 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 all the time, probably getting like 3 hours of sleep a night, trying to, put on this facade that like I have my life together and I'm so awesome and great, and turns out I was not okay. Like, I was so anxious and I was so stressed that it was starting to take a real toll on my body. So don't do that. That's my advice, is don't do that. But yeah, just like ask for help. Like, if you need help, there are so many people around you that are willing to do so. If you need a break, that's okay. Like, even like ask your professors for help. Like, they are so willing to help you. In high school, everyone was like, oh my gosh, like your college professors will not care about you. Not true. My college professors care more about me than my high school teachers did. My high school teachers did not give a darn about me, but my college professors do. This is because I've made an effort to go to office hours and get to know them, and also I'm not a couch potato. And I go to class, and you know, so like if you're doing things you're supposed to do, your professors are gonna be obsessed with you. My last piece of advice in this little segment is to treat college like a 9-to-5. There's a reason that when you fill out an application and ask for your employment status, that student is an option. And that is because being a student and being in college is a job. It is very time consuming. So treat it like that. Treat it like a 9-to-5. You now get to choose your schedule 100%. So schedule out your classes however works best for you. If you can't wake up in the morning, don't sign up for 7:30 a.m. class. Don't do it. You won't go, I promise. So sign up for your class times, whatever you feel like you're gonna be able to do. And then every single Sunday, make a to-do list for each day that week. So look at Canvas, look at your work schedule, look at, I don't know, other commitments you may have, and say, okay, Monday, these are all the things I need to accomplish. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever. And then when you go to campus, you do not leave until that to-do list is completed. So I would get to campus at like 9 a.m. and I would have a little bit of time to study till like 10:30 when my first class was. I go to class, I have like three or four classes or whatever, and then after I sit myself down and I attack that to-do list, and I'm allowed to leave when it's done. So if that's at 2 p.m., awesome. If it's at 10 p.m., then that's what we're doing. Pack yourself a little lunch. Just don't go home because the second you do, your roommates are there and your bed is there and there's just so many distractions. Plus, nothing is worse than your friend saying, hey, come do this thing with us. And you're like in the back of your mind, like, oh my gosh, I have so much homework to do. But of course, you're gonna go anyways. But then the whole time you're just stressed. So when you just stay on campus and you get it done, it genuinely makes your life so much easier. So that is my advice. I promise you will be successful if you do that. Okay, I've been talking for long enough. And I've been talking way too long for someone that's not even qualified to speak on the subject. However, I'm doing a part two in this little episode, a different segment, if you will. And it's going to be about living with roommates, because this is something that no one is prepared for. If you're like, oh, well, I shared a room with my sister, not the same. Nope, nope, nope. Living with roommates is a whole different ballgame. And it's so freaking fun. I loved living with roommates, but also there are some hard parts. So I have like seven or eight things that I'm gonna say. And I'll say them quickly. But number one, you don't need to be besties. If you don't click right away, that's all right. It is more important to have respect for each other and boundaries than to be best friends. Does that make sense? Like, some people are great friends, but not great roommates. Some people are great roommates, but not great friends. Does that make sense? So, it's okay. Nothing's wrong with you if you're not best friends with your roommate. What matters is that you can respect each other and share the same space. Number two is have the, I don't want to call them awkward conversations because they shouldn't be awkward. They should just be like normal and natural. But have those conversations early, talking about like dishes, guests, sleep schedules, what items you're willing to share, what items you're not willing to share. So that you don't have to have tougher conversations later down the line. If you like to go to bed early, or if you like to have friends hang out, it's just so much better to kind of lay out and set boundaries with your roommates so you know what everyone's comfortable with early on, so that no one's stepping on anyone's toes. Because let me tell you, those things can be unpleasant. So, number three is kind of going along with number two, is over-communicate before overreacting. So, if you have a roommate who's doing something that maybe annoys you, over-communicate with them before you overreact. This means don't just start freaking out on them. Get their side of the story, because maybe something crazy happened and that's why they couldn't put their dishes away. And then also, you would want them to do the same to you. Like, maybe you had a really rough day, or you were like rushing out the door, and then the last thing that you want to happen is for your roommate to start yelling at you. So just over communicate. It's better to ask lots of questions than to let annoyances fester, because that just creates a not fun environment, and no one wants to live with that. And then I guess kind of going off of that, the next one is like, respect your roommate's boundaries, because if you respect them, then they will hopefully respect yours. Everyone has weird little habits, maybe things that you don't like or think are just like the most weird thing in the world. Every single day you're gonna be like, wow, I'm so glad my mom raised me this way. And call your mom and tell her that. Say, you were right, mom, I was wrong. Because she'll love that. I still call my mom all the time and I'm like, girl, you're right, I was wrong, I'm sorry. But anyways, write your name on everything, genuinely, like, even your food, because I have had situations where, like, my roommates, it wasn't even them taking my food, it was, like, their boyfriends, and their boyfriends probably just, like, didn't even know, like, maybe they thought it was their girlfriends, I don't know. But write your name on everything, bring little bins to organize your stuff, especially in, like, shared areas, so especially in, like, the kitchen and in the bathroom. I even had little bins for the fridge, and it made it a lot nicer, because I just knew exactly where my stuff was, it was labeled, and then things didn't get mixed up, and then I didn't have to, like, send a passive-aggressive text into the group chat and say, who stole my bananas, because anyways, no one wants to do that. So if you just keep your stuff like neat and organized, then, oops, almost dropped the microphone, it will just make your life a lot easier. So yeah, be clean. I'm trying to think of last minute advice. Yeah, be clean. Don't be the freaking worst. Is that good advice? I don't know if that's good advice or not. You know the golden rule that they taught us in first grade? Treat others how you want to be treated. Be the roommate, be the friend that you'd want to have. And then you will find that a lot of times you will attract people who are similar. So, if anyone in the world is listening to this, I hope you enjoyed and maybe felt something. And I hope you have the best time at college, or just the best time in whatever stage of life you're in. You're awesome. You're amazing. And I love you for being here. This is kind of fun. It's just like we're two friends talking right now, even though I can't see you. But anyways, that's my college advice column. I hope everyone has the best school year of their lives, and that you get good grades and make awesome friends and really fun memories and take lots of pictures so that you can show your kids that you were cool once. And yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day. Love you. Bye.